Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Boat, B-O-A-T, boat. Text the word boat to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. Just have to answer the phone when they call you. Don't ignore it like all those other calls. That number again,
70- You should get a boat.
No, I don't want a boat. I don't want a boat.
A boat and an RV.
No, just an RV. Not a boat. I don't want a boat. Thanks, though. Good suggestion.
All right.
I'll write that down and put it in the ye old suggestion box. It's getting dusty. Boat. B-O-A-T. Text it to 72881 and then wait for that call back. You could win $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. For the love of God.
If you get one, can you get a fast one? Because these,
a boat?
Yeah, these new ones, they actually make such a good wake that you can surf behind. They're incredible. They're very expensive. It's like a six-figure boat. But if you could get one of those, that'd be great.
No.
All right, just think about it.
Okay. No.
They're really awesome. There's some kind of system that they can... It creates a bigger wake. They're incredible. Very expensive, though.
You should get one.
Although,
who's going to drive it? Your kid? You'll be busy surfing behind it. Isla, just point out and don't aim at an island. Let's go. Here we go.
If you could get one,
no,
think about it.
No, I'm not a fan of boats.
All right.
No. Sorry about it. I'll get an RV that has a nice wake.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. I'll get you a wake RV. I'm sure those exist.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please... don't text and drive.
Text responsibly from a pulled over car.
Okay, here's some of the stuff you guys sent in today. Sarah, they changed California Screamin' to Incredi-Ride now. Incredicoaster.
Incredicoaster, huh?
After the Incredibles movie.
Well, that's nice that they...
It's also my favorite.
They re-theme it.
Yeah, they just dress them up different.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Same ride. It's good. Solid. What are you laughing about? What is going on over there? Living in your own private laughing world.
It's not. It's Sarah and Vinny production world is what it is.
Oh.
I must say, we just got some wonderful interns, and they helped me out a lot with like sound bites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to give credit to them for the Seven Rings mixdown of Ariana Grande, right?
Oh, you didn't do that?
Well, they helped me isolate things when it's time, and then they also helped me come up with ideas to production things. So we have a new one.
Brandon and Nicole.
We have a whole new giveaway this week, and... I'll give you a little sample of what's all going right. on, all right?
Let's hear this. What? Oh. Oh, my God. I'm talking at the same time as myself.
How are you doing that?
Sarah, that's amazing. Wow. Don't forget, you could be an intern for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
Yeah, you can.
That's incredible.
That was Incredicoaster right there.
Oh, good job, guys.
Nice work.
I'm crying.
That's funny. Oh, hearts.
Vinny, the princesses are Isla's celebrities, just like Brad Pitt to us. Except I wouldn't go wait in line for Brad Pitt's signature. And if I did it, I'd do it the one time. And then I'd done it.
Yeah. Also, I would be like, oh, it's the real Brad Pitt.
Right.
Not some fake Cinderella. That looks like Spinderella. I don't think that's actually her. And that might be a wig.
Hey, Vin, you mentioned that your woman is watching Dead to Me on Netflix. Christina Applegate is great. Ripped through that show this... Christina Applegate is great. I ripped through that show this weekend. Must watch.
I'll have to watch
Excellent
that.
Excellent turns.
Dead to Me. It's Netflix?
It is.
I love Netflix. It's a good service.
I concur, Sarah. Watch Dexter seasons 1 through 4. So good.
Okay.
It's just sad when you see a show fall off.
It does
just
suck.
Just fall apart before your eyes.
Just watch that happen with Game of Thrones. The acting, fantastic. The cinematography, amazing, except for the really dark parts. The writing, what? What did you say? They just had stuff they had to get done. They just crossed off the list.
Well, that's one of the questions I had in my head was, is there, as it was starting, and I started it late and I stayed away from everything because I figured the minute the show's over, they're going to start sending out stuff in the news. But so one of the questions in my head was, how will they make sure we know that Jaime and Cersei met
their end?
Their end.
Right.
And I thought, they've got to do something. They can't just leave that and we just assume, right?
Right.
I mean, I guess they could have, but then there's the scene. It's super contrived, and it was, I guess, you know, for him, it was probably like, oh, this is where, as an actor, I get to stretch.
Right. I get to cry.
My thing.
Yes.
But I really thought, oh, boy, that is, oof, all right.
Yep.
Because you said it yourself. Like, that whole thing came down.
Right.
What's he doing walking around?
Yeah, how is it just conveniently open enough that he can, you know. And even just the other, like, all they had to do was stand on an archway, they would have made it. They would have lived. I'm like,
right.
Wow. Seems right. Like the arches are all intact. Yeah, it's just weak. Just freaking weak.
Sarah, what did you think of Game of Thrones?
It was great. It was fine. It's over. I like the music. Mm-hmm. I loved a couple scenes. They just visually, as Daenerys is walking out to stand at the edge and somehow be heard by everyone in the crowd, even though the screaming Dothraki are roiling her. I mean, really, they can hear her? Okay. But as the dragon spread its wings behind her, that was beautiful. And somebody pointed out that was the first time she'd worn black on the show. And I think
Oh, yeah. Maybe she became a villain.
Yeah.
Then one of my favorite memories is my almost 5-year-old excitedly waving to Ariel in the parade, saying, "Ariel, Ariel, it's me, Sadie."
Oh,
they love it.
Oh, that's so
sweet. They really do love it. There's no question that there's a reason why I'm going again. I know what I'm going for, and it's the joy that it brings her is worth it to me. And yeah, I won't get to ride any rides. That stinks, but it's definitely something it'll fill her up for a whole nother year.
Right.
Because we can't go all the time.
No. But as your second daughter gets older, you'll be able to spend a lot more time there. And you're going to have, just those are some of the best memories I have is my kids at Disneyland. Just watching it through their eyes is huge.
Yeah. So that's.
Oh.
Have you guys heard of Waylon Jennings' grandson? You mean Shooter? Is Shooter his son or his grandson?
Shooter was his son.
I've heard of Shooter Jennings. Yeah. I haven't heard of his grandson.
Is it Ken Jennings? He was amazing on Jeopardy.
No, that Matt Cat is not Morrissey. That's Matt DeMarco.
Yeah. Mac DeMarco.
Hey guys, happy Monday. Been with you since day one. Love you all. Turning 47 and would be thrilled if you could wish me happy birthday when you read the text in the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you, Brian.
47.
We actually got one when it was supposed to happen.
You know, happy birthday. You were 25 when we started this show.
That Saturday night song is Cat Stevens, Sarah.
Oh.
Sarah just sang a Cat Stevens songs.
It
not
is.
Not the Bay City Rollers.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night. S-A. Yeah, I think they're right.
Cute, Sarah, but that was a Sam Cooke song.
Oh, what did everyone
Bay City Rollers sang a different Saturday night song, not the one you were singing.
Huh. Boy, there's a lot of Saturday night songs.
Yeah.
Can you play me the Saturday? Some by the Bay City Rollers.
Bay City Rollers?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, we're going to find out. We're going to get the bottom of this.
Got it. Here it is.
Hey, T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night.
Is that the one you're looking for?
Saturday yeah, this night. Is why I name checked them. Night. They're awful.
On the radio on Saturday night. On Saturday night. Yeah, this is a totally different song.
Yeah. Oh.
Get to the. Keep it going.
Okay.
It's It's Saturday night. See what other songs I had in there. I liked them.
Bay City Rollers, huh? Yeah,
I don't really remember that song that well. I thought it was a different song. I used to be a huge Cat Stevens fan, too. Is that where I got that one from? I love Cat Stevens. I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow.
Dying over here at Sarah's Arnold impression.
Oh, thank you.
Says 408.
Thank you very much.
RVing, oh my God, I love it. My grandparents had one growing up. My parents and brother would take vacations with it. Met my husband, and he has a 24-foot mini Winnie.
Oh, a mini Winnie.
We go everywhere, all over the western U.S., Baja, Mexico.
Ah, sounds great. I'm getting one.
It was getting a little tired. I completely remodeled the inside. Still travel with it, but also post it to Airbnb. Love it.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
That's a good idea.
Way to make that thing work for you.
Yeah. People living in your driveway.
So I have some songs that I don't know if you know them. I Only Want to Be With You, Shang-a-Lang.
Oh, yeah, I know I Only Want to Be With You.
Rock and Roll Love Letter, Bye Bye Baby.
I only know I only want to be with you. I had one of their records, though. Had them on the cover.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Yeah, I am sure. That one, the Donny Osmond one, the Sean Cassidy one, of course.
Okay.
It's so cute. I used to kiss that cover. Kiss that cover right off.
Covering all the Teen Beat artists right now.
Had to.
Okay.
Yep. Leif Garrett. Pretty sure I had his record. Not as sure, though. I was into him. I definitely remember reading about him in the teen magazines. He always looked tired, like he had circles under his eyes.
Yeah. Who?
Leif Garrett.
Well, he was a major drug addict.
Well, not when he was a child.
What are you talking about? He probably... Where do you think that stuff starts?
I don't know. I think it's after they're a child star. It's when they're more like a 20-year-old and they're all, wow, drugs, fun. He's always had that tired look. I liked him, though. I also liked Aerosmith, though. Those guys definitely...
Well said, Sarah. The best way to put this season, so disappointing. Mm.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Vinny, I cleaned the... I cleaned two. Two bottom in our house yesterday, too. What?
Must mean top to bottom.
Oh, I clean top to bottom.
There,
that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Leif Garrett. As an adult with his face all beat up. It looks like somebody got him with a bottle.
Oof, drug addiction.
It's never
Faces
pretty.
Faces of drug addiction right there, everybody.
That's too bad. It really is. I'm not even trying to joke about it. It's terrible.
Vinny, yes, I saw the package, too. Go Grey Worm. I don't know about go, but... I always did wonder what happened to the Unsullied. They made a point saying the guy couldn't sleep with his lady.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if that meant the stick was gone or the bag was gone or all of it.
I thought they pretty descriptively said they take off all their junk. Like, they sit to pee, those guys. So I didn't, but I wasn't positive. And then it turns out.
You know me, though. I really need, can you draw a picture?
Right.
Can you show me what you're talking about?
Well, there's probably a big scar.
I don't want to see that. Never mind.
I was thinking it looks like the input for my electric car. It's got the round
top
and then kind of a longish eight ball of a figure eight underneath. Just all scarred up.
925 says, are you guys not doing secret shows anymore? What are you talking about?
We just did one on Thursday.
Just last week.
Yeah.
Sarah went off on that
one. I didn't. I don't even remember going off on it.
Yeah, you did.
I don't really remember.
And you, by the way, you were like making all of these big predictions about your Friday afternoon with your husband.
Oh, we still did
but
that.
Then, oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Even though your tummy hurt?
Well, I was better by then. Plus, like, we had so much craziness. I'm like, this might be the end of the world. I should really do stuff with this guy.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, we had
good
some
for
fun.
You.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Good times.
You were like, I think I'm going to barf.
Yeah. No, that wasn't what I was thinking. It was...
Well, I didn't. I was
right.
trying to
Thank
help
you.
You.
Appreciate it.
And
but
you just had to go.
I just, well, that
really?
Wasn't what was happening. But I went home and took care of everything. And then my tree fell down and the neighborhood went bananas. And all our plans for this whole summer just went up in smoke. And
well, but your boy is going to be home all summer.
Listen,
now.
I'm happy about it. Not happy about. There's certain things that I'm not happy about.
Well, losing a deposit's never good.
Well, that and the fact that, I don't know, I was afraid that. During the storm on Saturday night, my backyard would flood because my tree's in the creek. It's a little scary. Maybe it floated the tree away, and it won't be my problem anymore.
Good luck.
Yeah, I hope that's what happened.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, giant tree.
All right, that's all for the
text. Okay, we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. It's actually sunny outside. I think storm starting tonight, going through tomorrow, and then we are clear. Then summer starts.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
You going to try and surf today? I saw you looking at the surf videos.
I am. That's the plan. I'm going to get out of here, and I've got...
Is that like a real-time camera you were looking at?
That was real-time camera.
Is that at the spot you go?
That's one of the spots I might show up at. Mm. Most of the spots don't have cameras where I go, but...
Right. Secret spots.
Just a little farther out.
Yeah. Yuzi's off. She took off... at about 8:30 because she's getting some dental work done. But I believe she's going to try and get back in tomorrow. I'm not paused. She was thinking she might have to take a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's apparently pretty major stuff that's happening. But Hooman will be here, so he'll be able to take up some of the slack. I know, thank goodness. What would we do without someone sitting in that chair?
Hey, so are you going to go get an axe?
I am not going to personally remove the tree from my creek, Vin.
Oh,
I'm
going
to hire a company to do it. We do have a chainsaw.
If you could take a picture of it, I really...
I have a picture of it somewhere.
Oh!
I do.
I need to see that.
Yes. I will show it to you.
I can't visualize it at all. In fact, as you described it, I went, have you moved since I last...
No, I've always lived by that creek.
No, I know you have, but the way you described it, taking down wires and shutting down...
Well, on the opposite side of the creek, there's all these, you know, electric wires, and fell across onto those.
I need to see your picture.
I'm going to go ahead and get that for you.
Hey, you guys, have a great day. The Warriors play tonight. Go Warriors!
Go Warriors.
Go Draymond. You know what? We're watching a guy play on both sides of the ball better than maybe anyone ever has.
Mm.
Draymond is great.
He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be nice to see them take it in four. I feel bad for Seth Curry.
Oh, well, too bad for him.
Not that bad.
He's on the wrong
I'm
team.
Really more concerned about the Sharks. The Sharks need to win two straight, and they can do it.
Yeah.
In fact, this seems to be a running theme for their series. So come on back, Sharks.
That's tomorrow. We'll worry about the Warriors tonight, Sharks tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.